This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday and happy birthday to Aiden. He's one of our listeners from Santa Rosa. His mom wrote in. I guess they listen together on the way to school every day, and his birthday's tomorrow. 12 years old.
Right.
Way to raise the next generation, Katrina. I wanted to say nice thanks. Thank you for listening and happy birthday to Aiden. Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday morning, 7 a.m., Entercom is doing something across all of its stations across the nation by airing something called I'm Listening. It's a two-hour commercial-free broadcast. Celebrities, there'll be musicians and experts who are all going to be talking about mental health and suicide prevention, kicking off National Suicide Prevention Month. So we wanted to see what was happening here locally, and we are going to talk to a woman by the name of Justine Underhill. Justine, hi.
Hi.
You are the chief of programs for the Edgewood Center for Children and Families Crisis Stabilization Unit here in San Francisco.
Wow, that's a title. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am. Thank you for having us.
Sure. Well, it sounds like you're doing great work and that this aligns with what we're trying to do, start doing this weekend. Tell us a little bit about the program.
Yeah, so I can just tell you briefly about Edgewood Center for Children and Families overall. We are an agency in San Francisco and in San Mateo. We've been in San Francisco since 1851 when we started as an orphanage. And over the years, of course, we've evolved, and we now offer a full spectrum of mental health services for kids and their families. We have everything from early intervention programs and prevention programs for young children and everything in the spectrum in between up to very intensive services for kids who may need to live here for a time and have intensive treatment.
Is this stuff that you guys have developed over time, or are these nationally recognized sort of treatments that you're using when you just deal with youth up through whatever age?
I would say both. Edgewood's been around for a long time, and we have developed a number of programs here, as well as following evidence-based programs that would be known nationally.
Cool.
And do you find that go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, so the Crisis Stabilization Unit is one of our programs. That relates to the work that you're doing and to the event on Sunday. And that is a 24/7 easy access program for kids ages 5 to 17 who may be experiencing a mental health crisis, who may be feeling suicidal or feeling unsafe. They can come and stay here for up to 23 hours. And receive an evaluation, get support around treatment planning. They can stabilize if they're in crisis, and we'll work with them to set up supports for them in the community when they go home. And they can do all of that without having to go to the emergency room, which is where kids would need to go otherwise.
And what they need to do is reach out, and that's sort of what we're trying to do on Sunday is say, look, you know, people don't talk about this stuff as much as they should, and this is, you know, just an opportunity to open up that conversation. And it sounds like that's what they need to reach out, and that's probably the most important step. Is there a way that people can easily get a hold of you if your facility sounds like something that would be of help to them?
Yes, the Crisis Stabilization Unit's number is 415-682-3278. That's a 24/7 number. There's 24/7 access here, so kids or families can also show up. We can give that information when they call. And for information about Edgewood's programs overall, we're at edgewood.org.
Justine Underhill, Chief of Programs at Edgewood Center for Children and Families Crisis Stabilization Unit. Thank you so much for being on with us today, and thanks for being a part of what we're trying to do here.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Right.
We'll be there
Justine.
Sunday.
Okay, great.
Thank you. And that is on Sunday morning. We're going to air.
7 a.m. We're part of the national broadcast that Great. Intercom is doing. I'm listening.
It's very cool.
It's called. Very cool. All right. Let's hop into the trash here. Starting with Burt Reynolds. He passed away yesterday at the age of 82, suffered a heart attack, and never recovered from it. He's had heart problems for a while. His manager is saying that he was very frail recently and had been in and out of the hospital. So rest in peace, Burt Reynolds. Sex symbol, funny guy, and also, wasn't Deliverance one of his first movies?
Yeah.
Not funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a crazy one.
There's a headline here on a website. Facebook wages war against nude Burt Reynolds, violates community standards. A lot of people were saying that they were taking it off.
Yeah,
Facebook.
Mike Jacobson. He posted the picture of Burt Reynolds naked yesterday and said, Facebook made me take this down. And he had to put like a giant like black circle around his entire midsection.
But he didn't. He's not showing anything.
Exactly.
There's barely pubes showing.
And Yuzette was like, you know what? If it was a woman, they would have left it right up. I'm like, you're right about that.
Yeah. There's plenty of women on Facebook covering their nasty bits. All his nasty bits are covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they definitely targeted Burt Reynolds.
Well, he's disgusting.
Yes, he's disgusting. How can he have so much hair on his body? That's hideous.
Not sexy at all.
You know you're supposed to get that stuff lasered off or at least clip it down. Come on.
Maybe it's the smoke.
Maybe it's he is smoking a cigarette in that picture.
Or as Vinny would say, the grit.
Yeah, big glass ashtray right there. Oh,
is that
we can't
right?
have images
I haven't
of
even
smoking.
Looked at it, but he's smoking.
It was laying just there like hanging out his mouth.
Yeah, he's on a bearskin rug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's the dead bear. That could be it.
But there's no wiener showing.
No.
Zero wiener.
Can you show Vinny the picture real quick, Ben? Or do you haven't
pulling it?
I might even
it
have
is.
It here.
He's with this sexy
right
pose.
Oh. There you go. See the
are you offended?
He mother? Is showing his pubes, though, Sarah.
No,
barely.
No.
Those are his pubes right there by his
barely.
Forearm.
There's less of those than
Let's
there are of that.
Zoom in real quick.
Hey,
that's his pubes.
Look at his. They photoshopped the cigarette out of this one and
they
the
did?
Ashtray.
I don't see any cig.
Look, and the ashtray's gone too down the. Oh my God. Go down further.
What,
that's where the ashtray
what source is that, Brent?
Yeah, where is that?
Who?
They leave the.
This
they,
is just school images.
Oh, that's
oh,
funny.
Man.
They left in the pubes, but they took out the cig and the big
ashtray,
glass ashtray.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, that is a full-on bush there.
Looks good.
Oh, you like that?
I don't know. Whatever. I liked him when I was a kid. He gave me funny feelings. Didn't understand them.
Yeah. So he did that. That's an ad or a magazine layout he did.
It's Cosmopolitan.
Cosmo, yeah.
It was very controversial at the time. And it was really before he was hugely famous, too. Like, it was after Deliverance. And he says that he's sorry he did it because he felt like it undermined how good the movie Deliverance was, that it turned him into just a, you know, dumb beefcake. And that he should have been nominated. He thought it was his best work.
Oh, I see.
Look at the difference.
Yeah.
It almost looks like the cigarettes photoshopped in the picture.
Yeah.
Oh.
Funny.
And it actually,
maybe there's just different shots.
That's the same.
The smile is
shot.
Exactly the same.
It's exactly the same. They just took the cig out.
Well, some people can do that.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah, so
good for him.
I don't know which. I don't remember the cig from when I was a kid, but it was so unremarkable back then. I don't know if I would have noticed it. I don't know which one's real. The coroner's report on Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberry says her death was an accident. She drank too much and drowned in her bathtub. Cop who responded to the call back in January found her submerged in the tub in her London hotel room, bottle of champagne, and five miniature bottles of booze nearby. And her blood alcohol level was four times the legal limit for driving. So there's your coroner's report on Dolores O'Riordan. Okay, new music. Here we go. We're going to start with Paul McCartney. He has a new album out today called Egypt Station. It comes from a painting.
Egypt.
He comes from a painting he did in 1988.
You didn't see that coming?
Oh, that's not it.
That's not it.
That's walk like Egyptian.
That's
why
I know.
Egypt.
Sorry. Here it is.
Okay. All right, let's hear
songs from...
Oh, I need my cardboard box.
Egypt.
What?
Egypt.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
You're kidding, right?
Egypt. No.
This is breakdancing song. Yeah. So you put your cardboard box down.
Okay. Egypt. I was like, Egypt. Where are you going to hold that?
Oh, do it, look
Vinny.
At him go.
Yeah.
Now, those are the moves we want to see during the montage.
Yeah. No way.
We'll get you a cardboard box for next
time. That's almost like capoeira, you know? Capoeira and breakdancing. They're the same kind of dance moves.
Anyway, all right, so let's hear songs from the actual album we're talking about.
What's it called again?
Egypt Station by Paul McCartney.
Oh, do I have to play it again?
No, just play the songs off the goddamn record. Stop it. Oh, my God. We're never going to get through all these songs.
Yeah, we
it's
will.
Over.
Come
it's
on.
We're already doomed.
This song is called I Don't Know.
Well.
Yeah, okay. How old is he now?
It's got to be 70-something, right?
Yeah, at least in his 70s.
He is 76.
All right, give me another one.
All right, this next one is called Come On To Me.
Oh, Andrew. All right, give me another one.
Does he have any duets with anyone like Rihanna or Kanye or anybody like that?
I didn't see, but I can look right now as I play the next one.
Did you grab this next one, For You?
You know what?
That's... Is it For You? For You?
I don't know what that or was for. It? I didn't grab that one, though,
because
just because
says,
I wasn't
it's
sure.
So questionable?
It was questionable.
Hmm.
And I didn't want to have to do the edits if there were any.
All right.
But I'm sure it's not offensive. This is called Confidant.
It's a big, fat guitar.
So to answer Huma's question, I don't see any features.
Yeah, there's no duets.
Yeah, there's no features or duets.
Well, look, if you love Paul
he
McCartney.
Missed an opportunity.
And you... Why? Because you wanted the 4 or 5 seconds from Wilder?
No, I just feel like everybody would want to do a duet with Paul.
Well, sure.
So
of
he
could have
got
so
anybody.
So he doesn't want that. He wants to do his own album. Oh. Who's that?
He's not on there yet.
That's Kanye.
He sounds good.
That gave me the chills.
So good. And Paul's
her voice
just doing, he's
is so
playing,
good there.
Yeah,
he's playing guitar
he's
or
playing
bass
guitar.
Or something on it, and he's doing a little bit of background vocals.
Yeah,
so he's
bit.
On it, but he's
his
not...
vocals are very interesting, though, because they're not actually words.
Right.
He's like, in the background doing something that I can't remember what it was. I don't want to find it right
All
now.
Right, anyway, there you go. There's a new... Paul. Boy, you are just... Hello,
it's Friday, Sarah. Yeah.
I'm drained.
I was hearing yesterday on CBS that Paul is doing a YouTube show for fans tonight. I believe it's 8 p.m. Eastern time, so 5 p.m. our time. Yeah.
And it's just he's going to sit and play songs and take questions and stuff probably,
I don't know about the Q&A stuff, but he's going to play.
Another blast from the past. Paul Simon has a new record out today. However, this is 10 deep cuts from his post-Garfunkel albums that have been reworked. So In the Blue Light is what it's called. And I guess he took some of his, you know, some of his songs people would know. And reworked them. What did you grab?
One man's ceiling is another man's floor.
Oh. All right. He says he's done writing songs, by the way, so this kind of makes sense that he would just take old songs and rework them. What else? Give me one more.
Can't Run, But.
Okay. This is the big one this week. Lenny Kravitz's 11th studio album is out today. It's called Raise a Vibration. Let's hear what Lenny's up to these days.
You've heard this first single. It's called Low.
Okay. All right, I remember that. I love that little guitar in my ear.
Uh-huh.
Ding, 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 ding.
In your left ear, which is my right.
Yeah, mine is reversed. Go ahead, what else you got?
This next one's called It's Enough.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, what else?
All right, this last one's called The Majesty of Love.
Oh,
you want to hear his Barry Manilow talk?
Yeah. This is from It's Enough. I think you mean Barry White.
Oh, yeah, I'm very blessed. Sorry.
Oh. Okay, give me the other one. It's nice he sounds.
Right,
sounds great.
Yeah. The Majesty of Love.
Funky.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking, too.
That bass line's going to drone you. Nope. Ba-doop. 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 All right.
All right, before you move
Dreamy
on.
Dreamy man.
I have this certain... It's a weird mix, but somebody isolated Paul McCartney's part in that 4 or 5 second song.
Oh.
So here's how it sounds. That right there.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear
it. Something like that.
Huh?
Yeah.
So he's just blipping along there in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. all right. Let's go to a band I don't know, Clutch. You familiar with Clutch?
I've heard of Clutch.
They have a record out that I just could not say no to. Book of Bad Decisions. Are we going to start with bad decisions?
I believe Clutch opened for Primus when I went.
Oh.
And unfortunately...
you got there too late to see
them? I got there too late to see them. And I only got to see about 7 songs of Primus before the expiration went off on my girlfriend's patience.
Yeah. All right, I've seen them. Mm-hmm. We should probably go now.
Yeah.
So Book of Bad Decisions is the name of a new record from Clutch. Play me a song from Clutch.
All right. Do you want that Book of Bad Decisions?
Yeah, I want the Bad Decisions.
Okay, here it is.
You know. Oof. Fuzzy. Man, this sounds so old school.
Do another one?
Yeah, all right.
All right, this next one's called Hot Bottom Feeder.
Hot Bottom Feeder?
Hot Bottom Feeder.
Oh, feeder, okay. Well, I get the idea. They have a sound for sure. All right. Let's get to Hozier. He's got an EP out called Nina Cried Power. That's the Take Me to Church guy. Mm-hmm. So just is this a 5-song, 4-song EP? What have we got on?
I forget how many you had. I can check for you. Here's the cover title, title track.
Okay. Give me another one.
All right. Here's Moments Silence.
Moments Silence. Oh, he's singing right along with the guitar.
Yeah.
That's neat.
It's a crazy mix, too.
Yeah, it's neat. That is really trippy.
Oh, that's nice.
Opens up here.
I like it.
Yeah.
So there's four songs on this EP.
All right. So that's what the new Hozier sounds like. Hey,
I wonder if Jane's going to say yes.
Oh, I don't know. She should. That's pretty good. I like the really different sounding. I like it.
Playing
Jane,
again,
say yes.
I'll ask her on the text. New Hozier is O-Z. It's
H-O-Z-I-E-R.
I-E-R.
Hozier.
Let's see.
Yeah! Oh,
are you going to play the new music from this Christian gospel singer, Lauren Daigle?
No, we decided against it. Do you really want to hear something?
Well, no.
You Say is a hit, according to iTunes. You Say, Lauren Daigle.
You know what? We're almost out of time. I really want to get to the new Kanye. So we'll put that one on reserve while you play me Kanye's new single with Lil Pump.
Which, by the way,
he debuted last night at the Pornhub Awards, which he did, in fact, wind up being a creative director for.
Huh.
I know. So here we go. Kanye, Lil Pump. Oh, skirt. Bryn said this was the hardest.
Sparkling or still. Got it.
Okay, so Bryn goes to me earlier. He's like, the Kanye song, I could get about 50 seconds of it. It's so full of swears.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Well, he knows his audience. I mean, this was at the awards, you say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't. This, it was. Was this he there? Debuted it there last night.
He knows his audience. Jane says, love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Not to Kanye, to Hozier. Yes. Oh, boy.
Whatever Jane says.
Jane says she loves the Christian song?
No, she loves the Hozier.
So do you want to try and find the Lauren Daigle?
How do you say it? Daigle or Daigle?
I don't know. D-A-I-G-L-E.
Wilman, do you know her or not?
I don't, but she was born in Lafayette, Los Angeles. I thought it was Lafayette.
Oh. She's got a hit on her hands.
What's the name
it's
of the one?
It's called You Say.
Let's see if we can find that.
All right.
Is it Jesus, You Say Yes?
Because nobody can say no.
Right.
All right.
All right.
We're ready.
Sitting here waiting for it too.
All right.
It says it's playing.
Don't worry, it's Friday. We've got all day.
Right now, there's nothing going
707. Lauren Daigle is awesome. Seriously talented.
All right. I'm going to try a different
is
source
it Daigle?
Because this is really just not.
Well, whatever.
Here you go.
There it is.
I'm playing it.
Oh, you're
Turkey.
Playing it.
Here it is.
It's supposed to be playing right now.
Remind me once again just who I am because I need to know.
Who does that sound like?
The Adele? Vocal.
It sounds exactly like somebody else.
Is it Adele?
You say I'm
it doesn't. It's the voices.
When I can't feel a thing, you say I'm strong. When I think I'm weak, and you say I'm hell.
Who, man?
I like this girl. I'm going to listen to this probably tonight after the opera.
Here, I'll play it from here.
Okay, here we go. It is Adele. You say.
It's Adele. Yeah.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Beautiful. Very pretty. So this is Lauren Daigle, Daigle, Dangle.
How do you spell her last name again?
D-A-I-G-L-E. All right, and there's your new music. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, but the big question is, are there nice, respectful cat calls?
No.
Is that possible?
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So Bryn just told me something during the break that it just reinforces the fact he does not like his brother, old Dirty Dong.
What? That's not true.
It is.
What did Dong do now?
What'd he do?
It's what he's doing tonight.
What?
So tonight at the A's game, right before the game, so 6:45, because the game starts at 7, is it just Milbrae Martial Arts doing this, or all Kuk-Sul Wan guys?
It's all Kuk-Sul Wan from the Bay Area, but he's leading it. And Derek, my son, is flying back up just for that show because he's part of the big choreography. And I made the music for it because, you know, they need somebody.
So this is happening at the A's game tonight. And so, the first I hear of it is 1 minute ago.
Well,
Bryn?
I didn't realize, like, you know, because I was
Derek?
Oh, Derek's in Pomona.
He's going to school.
Cal Poly.
Yeah.
College.
Oh, he started. While you were out.
He's a college kid?
He's a college kid. Meanwhile, I have a 10-month-old at home.
Way to start the clock at zero, buddy.
Yeah. He's a college kid.
Yeah, I did it 200% the wrong way.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Well, he went when you were on maternity leave.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so anyway,
man.
Tonight, 6:45.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
You're going to the A's game. Make sure you look for the Kuk-Sul Wan demonstration. So will he be highlighted?
They're going to be on the field doing, like, there's a bunch of schools that are going to coordinate together, and they've been working on this one piece of music that I put together for them, and they're going to have a little martial art demo.
Exciting!
Kuk-Sul Wan. It's Korean Heritage Night at the Oakland A's tonight.
And so. Kuk-Sul Wan is specifically Korean?
It is.
All right.
That's right. So
that is fantastic.
Check out Old Dirty Dong, and my son should be doing some.
You going to this or
he's
what?
He's the all-star. I wasn't planning on it. I wasn't sure about it yet.
Really? It seems like a pretty big deal.
It's really nice that you're calling me out right now on the air.
Well, it's really nice that you told us at, 8:40 in the morning.
Well, I'm glad it's broadcasted so people who can show love at the A's game if they're there.
Look for Old Dirty Dong and Young Derek.
Flying up from college. Yeah. I had no idea.
Specifically for the big Kuk-Sul Wan demo.
That's right.
At the A's game tonight, 6:45.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? You're making the fist at it. You're
like, why you, Mariotta? It tells me 2 minutes ago. Like, you're kidding me. We could have been talking about this all day.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the afternoon.
Jane,
she's a great radio show host,
again.
And she likes the Hozier.
Yeah,
I just wanted to mention that we did the, you know, hey, here's
really
the new music,
song.
And Hozier sounded good. It's an EP, I believe, and I think you're going to hear it here. I think.
Maybe.
I can't be sure. She said she loves it, so we'll see.
She can't play everything she loves.
Right.
You know, be too much Cure.
Well, oh, I love the Cure. What's that band? Pale Waves is the one that she's so into, and I don't think she gets to play them here. A little too goth, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, well, anyway, so here's what's happening.
All right.
I wanted to mention real quick, since we're heading into a full football weekend with now pro football starting and college playing at the same time, there's a game at Stanford, USC versus Stanford on Saturday. Cal's going to be at BYU, so your son can't go to the game this week.
Oh, that's too bad.
Unless he wants to fly or drive.
Yeah, where is Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to. All right, well, anyway.
He's not that ardent a fan.
And San Jose State's going to go to Washington State. So there's your college football schedule. On Sunday, San Francisco plays in Minnesota. And on Monday, the Rams are in town to take on the Raiders for Monday Night Football.
All right.
Have fun with that traffic, East Bay.
Uh-huh.
You're going to love it. Cat calls.
Oh, yes.
I've never really been a cat call guy,
good,
but I've certainly...
It's rough, and it almost reflects gang mentality, you know, like when one dude is yelling stuff and, you know, there's a girl walking along and then a bunch of dudes, it's kind of an awful feeling. Sometimes it's actually not, a little whistle, maybe you hear that coming from, I haven't heard it in years, but, you know, you used to get a whistle from a car or whatever, and you'd be like, oh, you jerk. But, man, it can actually feel threatening at times.
Okay, so let me ask you, because this story is about women are sharing surprisingly respectful catcalls. So before, I just saw the headline and went, okay. So if I said to you, Yuzi, you're walking down the road and I yelled, "You seem like a nice lady." Is that wrong?
No, I would laugh and go, "I am."
All right.
I'd laugh and go, "You don't know me at all."
If I saw, okay, Sarah, if I see you walking down the street and I say to you, "You have wonderful taste in denim, ma'am."
Oh. Is well, it's certainly better than saying, "Your ass looks great in those jeans."
It is.
But the ma'am part.
Sure, better.
The ma'am part pissed her off, though, I think.
Oh, the ma'am? You don't want the ma'am?
Yeah, I don't want the ma'am. All right. That's true.
So this was happening on Twitter where women were sharing surprisingly respectful catcalls that they got. This woman wrote, "I'm walking my dog Luna and a guy just hollered and just got hollered at in a very affirming way by a guy who goes, 'Damn girl, bet you're out here working hard to keep a house big enough to put that big ass dog in.'" Is that good?
No.
So Luna must
long.
Be a very that yeah. is a long one.
Yeah, I the ones I wrote, I'm driving by, I'm gonna shout something. I'm not gonna go for
quickly.
The full sentence.
Right.
"You look like a woman going places," a woman wrote.
Oh, cool.
Is that wrong?
I am going somewhere. That's why I'm out here. Nope, just walking the loop. Really going nowhere.
"That color is marvelous on you. I hope your husband appreciates you." You okay with that?
Sure. What
you like that?
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are all fun. Mm-hmm. Refreshing, even.
Some bros are on rollerblades passing me by in Pasadena. Is like, "Girl, you look all goth and witchy. I love your attitude."
Oh, did Jane write that one? In?
She didn't, but I thought of her when I read it. I was like, "Whoa." Is that
goth
okay?
And witchy. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if I am goth and witchy and going for that, and someone likes my attitude, well then, thank you, sir. Thanks.
I always hate it, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm not your dog.
Oh, that happened to you?
Do not
all
summon me like I'm a dog.
It happened all the time?
Certain areas that I would go to, I have found in my experience that...
Use your words.
Well, like... In the mission. I get that a lot in the mission.
Still?
Yeah.
Does that happen on your walk to Grumpy's from here?
No.
It's a quick walk, Vin.
Because
I know.
The construction workers on the other side of Grumpy's.
Oh.
Nice.
But a couple ones that I always loved and I think about sometimes is...
Oh, this is good.
The guys that will sing a song. Like one time I was going past these construction guys and they're all... "Unless she was just a walking down the street." Yeah.
Do what diddy,
like,
diddy, diddy,
oh,
dum,
that's
diddy,
funny. That's
do.
Cute.
Until you see them singing it for somebody else, you're like,
oh,
man.
Okay.
I was also a girl that was walking down the street.
What about
then,
like, "Hey, did it hurt?" And you go, "Why?"
"You fell from
when
heaven."
"You fell from heaven."
Oh, gross. Yeah, those lines.
Yeah, that's more of a pickup line. You know, you don't expect a call and response when you're doing the actual cat calls.
What's that song? It's from
Brick House.
Fast Times.
Yeah,
from Fast Times.
Okay.
Yeah, Brick House would be great too. There she was. No, wait. Now that's stuck in my head.
This is UC's theme song. Everybody knows that.
Yep. In my day, I just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house.
Just look at that girl with the light shining up in her head. Oh, she's got to be somebody's babe.
Eddie Money.
No.
That's not Eddie Money?
No.
Is it Jackson Brown?
Yeah, that's it. Jackson Brown. That song.
Oh, this is Jackson Brown. All right.
"When she thought nobody else was around."
Boom, boom.
Is this when they're in the cabana? When does this song play?
I don't know when it plays.
The cabana's when they do it.
Yeah. Yeah, with that jerk.
This can't be it. This can't be the cabana song.
What is your line for girls?
Baby? Yes, did you write some lines?
I told you I wrote them. They were the first ones I read to you guys. "Hey, you seem like a nice lady."
Oh, those were yours.
Those were mine. That was me
I
saying
those
that.
Those were ones from Twitter.
"You have wonderful taste in denim." That's me.
Oh.
Those are the two that I shouted at you guys.
So have you used those before?
No, I would not. I'm not a catcall person.
Good. People should try to resist the urge to catch.
But well, I will admit, and I've admitted this many times, that I have seen a person, a lady, in a grocery store, walking down a street, otherwise, and gone, oh my God, I'm completely in love with that person. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's my wife.
No words have been exchanged. I'm probably not going to exchange words. And yet, I just fell in love. Head over heels and completely in love. And then it and happens then again later that day when something else. Right. Anyway, I wanted to do this story. The most regrettable types of tattoos.
Oh, is it the face tattoos?
It doesn't say the face tattoos. Number one is someone's name.
Oh. Oh, so these are not necessarily where they are. It's what they are.
Right. An Asian character.
Oh, why? Is it because they're effing with you and you find out later from someone who can read the language?
It's got to be one of the reasons. Also, how much meaning can it have if you said, I want
right the you character know, for this? Or...
But you don't even know.
Well, right. I guess if you're Asian, you probably have less regret about an Asian character. But yeah, if you're tribal, just trying to get one to be cool.
A tribal tattoo, which has gone away for the most part. And then a star constellation.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I don't even know that
people
have done that.
I actually really love the Dipper and Orion. I see them in the sky and I think, there they are. And so if I was going to get a constellation, I'd get one of those. But it might just look like weird dots of... Oh, unless they show where the stars are and then they draw the thing around it.
I don't know.
But I don't know that I want a spoon on me, you know. I don't want a big label, a ladle.
I still think you'd look great with my face on you. I think that's
right over my face.
No, don't be ridiculous. Of course not. Sure. You're a very pretty lady. You wouldn't want my face tattooed on you, but like right here on your shoulder.
A little Vinny thing.
On your what do you call this? Your collarbone area.
Yeah. I'd want to be able to kiss it. I'm thinking my bicep.
Oh, perfect.
You know, upside down so that I can, you know, be face to face with you. You know how I love proximity.
You look like, such a weird thing yesterday.
Good morning, Vinny.
Oh, good morning.
There you go.
Good night, Vinny.
I'll get his butt on this side when I'm kissing his ass. There you go, buddy.
Something must have been up with you. I've known you 20 years.
I think it would have been different if you guys switched places.
I know. I just felt really trapped.
I think she was in the corner and she was probably claustrophobic and was like, I can't.
But
you were acting super weird.
It was so weird.
I don't know. You guys know each other so well and you were still horrified. Like,
I just felt like he was all up in my business.
But he was just sitting there.
Yeah. I was just,
but you didn't see the look in his eye either. He's looking at me. As soon as he could tell that I was like uncomfortable with how close he was sitting to me, he started going like,
get out of here. You're
seeing
things.
Look on his face, and he's moving a little closer so that the mic cord is. Oh, God, it was so funny.
Oh, wacko.
Yesterday,
it was funny.
Show,
that's
everyone.
Why I tried to catch it. I didn't catch most of it.
Good.
I caught the tail end of it.
Oh, that's too bad.
So, midway through, if you listen to yesterday's beginning of yesterday's podcast, Secret it's Show, you'll hear midway through Sarah acting really weird.
Yeah. So weird.
It's all me.
Oh!
Yes.
I didn't give it to you. So our text number is 800-400-3697. Apparently out there somewhere, and it was sent to us now, there are nude photos from that same photo shoot of Burt Reynolds covering his man area.
Oh, sweet.
The nude photo of his man area.
Oh, let's have
there
a look
it
at
is.
That. Oh, that's a very odd photo. I can't really make it. I would like to see more.
What do you mean?
Just surprised that...
What are you?
I need my glasses. I can't really see it all that well.
Well,
it's just funny because there's so much pube going on.
Right.
I know. It makes it look small.
It does. Well, it isn't happy or anything.
Yeah. So. All right.
I mean, I've seen smaller.
Yeah, I thought that would be
for sure.
Well, yeah, you left that guy sitting there on the.
Yeah. Couldn't even see it. Oh. Like, sorry, I don't have my microscope with me.
You're a mean lady.
Got my tweezers in a petri dish.
You just said she's a nice lady.
Yeah.
You just said actually, nice I said your taste in denim is nice. I said you were a nice lady.
Oh, I'm a nice lady.
He knows me. He knows me too well to lie to me.
It was hilarious how right after the movie review yesterday, you played a commercial for Peppermint, says 510.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Oh, well.
Crunch.
What are you going to do? See
it? Oh, well, it's got 11% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Want me to zoom in?
It's just a weird angle because the way his thigh's hanging down, like, too. It's such a strange... And even the way the... like, it looks like he has tan lines. It's just a weird picture. It's not nearly as good as the color corrected one.
Obviously not the one.
It looks
that
like a thumb. Like someone's got a thumb. Paints the angle.
707 says, I was a listener of Vinny's when I lived in San Diego. I moved to Petaluma in 96 just in time to be a listener of Sarah and Vinny here.
Oh. Oh, that's fun. Great.
That's neat, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a crazy thing about radio. These days, though, you remember when you were a kid and a DJ would go away and that would be it? You'd never hear of them ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Facebook, you can just go, oh, I wonder what happened to that person. Oh, there they are.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll, on the other side of these, I'll do the rest of the text.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.